This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients in Colorado has hit its lowest point this summer. On Wednesday, the state dashboard reported the figure has dropped to 184. That's nearly half the amount as the summer peak in July. Most of those in the hospital are unvaccinated. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett helped break ground for a new project this week that will add a new channel for the Colorado River near Windy Gap Dam in Grand County. Bennett helped get the $14 million in federal funding for the project that local groups hope will improve river flow and fish populations. Bennett hopes this can be a model for collaboration.
All along the way, we're going to have difficult negotiations. But in the end, we're going to have to reach some agreements. And in the end, the federal government is going to have a very important role to play to help get these projects over the finish line.
Bennett's GOP opponent Joe O'Day was also at the groundbreaking. His company is the general contractor for the project. State officials have launched a new program to make community college free for aspiring healthcare professionals. Governor Polis signed bipartisan legislation creating the program earlier this year. Courses will be available at 19 community and technical colleges across the state. Starting this fall, enrolled students will be reimbursed for tuition, fees, and materials through 2024. The program includes people training to become certified nurses, medical, and dental assistants. The state's creating a digital version of its popular I Voted sticker to send out during elections. It's asking high school students to submit proposals. The competition comes from the Colorado Secretary of State's Elections Division. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 306.